Our next storyteller is Ken Ranke. Ken was born a lifetime ago in Newport, Rhode Island. He has done many jobs, but his favorite started in 1978 when he came to Alaska. He spent two decades plus working summers in a remote salmon cannery in Euganic Bay, which enabled his passion for traveling. He has been in almost all of the states and 30 countries. Ken is presently the director of Threshold Services, a company dedicated to helping people with disabilities, with jobs and training, and committed to sustainable recycling in Kodiak. And calm your hearts, ladies, Ken is still married. So welcome, Ken.
Okay, so being a knucklehead has its disadvantages, but it comes easy to me, and it's made for lots of good oops stories. And this one takes place in Euganic Bay, over on the west side of the island. Some friends of mine were going to Hawaii for 3 weeks and needed a house sitter. And I'm like, okay, I can house sit in paradise for 3 weeks. And it's the nearest neighbor is 7 miles by water. So I was unlikely to see anybody for the whole 3 weeks because it was late fall. It was October-ish. So I was cruising around the property. It's just me and the two dogs and a cat and chickens and occasional bear. But I came around from the back of the property. This is about halfway through my stay, and it was a stormy day, only a nice stormy day because it wasn't raining, which is quite unusual for Kodiak in the fall, but wind's blowing like crazy. And I come out, and I look down at the beach, and the canoe has swamped on the running line, and the two paddles are drifting out against the current. They're about 25 yards offshore, so I'm an expert canoeist, and I go racing down the beach, and I grab this sport yak paddle. Now, a sport yak paddle is about 3 feet long, and it's meant to propel you around in some craft on a mill pond. So I go back to the canoe, dump it out, ride it, hop in, start paddling. Well, by the time I made it out to where the paddles were, the paddles were the last thing on my mind. I'm in trouble. As hard as I can paddle, all I can do is go in a straight line because the wind's blowing from the port side. And I'm paddling on the right as hard as I can. Should I back up? Whatever. I didn't get much time to think about it. A gust of wind came along, picked the canoe up, bow up, and dumped me. So it was surrealistic, though, because the water's perfectly clear that time of year. Wind's blowing like crazy, and I'm under this clear water looking at an upside-down canoe and a blue sky. But, so that was my oops. So now I claw my way to the surface and I grab a hold of the canoe, but it's only a plastic canoe. There's no flotation. It's not going to save me. I can't even any pressure on it, and the canoe goes down. So all I can do is steady myself. And I look back at the beach. It's quite a ways away. But I'm a good swimmer, believe it or not. And I push off of the canoe and go straight down. So I claw my way back to the canoe, and I'm holding on. And I look back at the beach, and panic starts to rise in me. And I mean, it's constricting my chest. Then it's constricting my throat. I can actually feel it rising in my face. I'm going to go into a full-fledged panic. And for whatever reason, it went back down the way it came. And now I was lucid in as much as I ever am. But now I've got to get some clothes off if I'm going to make it to shore. So I let go of the canoe, and down I go, and I had my extra Tufts on, and thank God I didn't have my cheap boots on. I actually don't recommend this, but get your full clothes on and jump in the pool with your extra Tufts on in the deep end. So I'm fighting this boot, And I get it about halfway off, and I climb back up to the top, and I'm holding on to the canoe, and I have to let go again, and down I go. And I used to snorkel in Florida, so I could hold my breath a long time. That's one of the things that saved this knucklehead. But I went down again and got the other boot off. I mean, the first boot off. And so it took two more tries to get the other boot off, and now I've got a jeans jacket on that's fleece lined. It's pretty much the worst thing to have on when you go in the water. So I'm so I let go of the canoe again. Now I'm not sinking so fast, at least. And I've got to get this jacket off underwater. Well, this is one where the inner sleeve comes out with the outer sleeve and reverses itself out. And I'm like, is this what Houdini went through? I mean, so one arm back up to the top, grab the canoe and go down and get the rest of the way off. So now I've got my boots and jacket off. That's good enough. I turn around, look, the dog's on the beach. I'm wondering, you know, what are you doing swimming on a day like this? So I start backstroking. And the waves are washing over my nose. And I kid you not, I thought, I have to survive this. The house is a mess. Not to mention that the other dog in the house would probably be dead, and my friends would come home and their chickens would all be dead. And, so anyway, so I make it to this boat on the running line. And I reach up and I grab it, but I am so cold that I have no strength. I cannot pull myself up into this boat. And so I make my way along the gunwale, get to the stern, and I hug the outboard. And as the boat's going up and down in the waves, each up, I get a little more in the wheel well, I mean the motor well, and then finally I flop into the boat. But this boat was renowned for never wanting to start. And I'm out there and I give it a few pulls, but I look in the water and it's like, I am so cold, I mean I'm frozen. The wind's blowing like crazy. That's not helping. And I thought, can I jump back in the water and swim to shore? The only other option is to die in this boat, freezing to death, trying to get it going again. So I pulled and thought and pulled and thought, and it fired and started. And so now I motored up to the beach, and the tide was going out, so I wasn't worried that the skiff was going to take off. And this story ends with me going up the beach in my socks like a mummy and lived to, oops, another day.